A new study from researchers at Brigham Young University and the University of Georgia shows that new science teachers are often expected to teach more than just the subject they were trained for. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
College students training to be middle or high school science teachers often choose a subject, like biology, chemistry, or physics. Then they take the necessary classes to specialize in that subject area, so they can achieve a highly qualified teacher status. But the majority of new science teachers across the country, over 60%, are asked to teach more than their area of expertise. And Ryan Nixon, the BYU professor who co-authored this study, says those teachers will most likely be less effective.
You're much less flexible to respond to student ideas and to much less likely to encourage their questions and their comments.
Nixon says they're busy just keeping up with the new subject matter. And he says that at the college level, it would not be smart to begin teaching every prospective science teacher every subject.
We can't do that. And if you do that, they're just going to end up leaving not really knowing any of the disciplines well enough.
Nixon says that approach would dilute all the subject areas. David Evans, the executive director for the National Science Teachers Association, says having an area of expertise is a very good thing, as long as the teachers are able to teach it.
One of the things that we know is the teachers who are very, very comfortable in the content area of their own particular subject are better at all the other aspects of their profession as well.
They're better at classroom management, they try new teaching approaches, they stay up to date on their planning. But on the flip side, all those things suffer when they have to juggle multiple subjects.
At the heart of it all, it's really hard to teach something you don't understand yourself.
Evans understands that due to teacher shortages, some schools are forced to make do with what they have. Sometimes teachers are spread thin. But in those cases, he says it's crucial for new teachers to have additional training and mentorship. Or else, chances are they won't stick around very long. Lee Hale, KUER News.